Today, we'd like to see the title of The Heart to Seek the Lord in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 12, verses 1 to 16, to another world of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel along with him. What can we see from here? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In verses 6 and 7, so the leaders of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, the Lord is righteous. Now when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, they have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. My wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Sishak. What kind of divine character can we see from here? And what can we learn from here? Question 3, in verse 14. And he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. From the summation of the life of Rehoboam king, what can we learn? After the death of Solomon, Israel had been divided between Israel, the northern kingdom, reigned by Jeroboam, his soldier, and Judah, the southern kingdom, reigned by Rehoboam, his son. During the first 3 years on throne, Rehoboam obeyed God. Number one, not to fight with Israel through Shemaiah the prophet in 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 4, thus said the Lord, you shall not go up or fight against your brethren. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me. Therefore they obeyed the words of the Lord and turned back from attacking Jeroboam. And number 2, accepted the Levites, refugees from Israel in 2 Chronicles chapter 11 verses 15-17. Then Jeroboam appointed for himself a priest for the high places, for the demons and the calf idols which he had made. And after the Levites left, those from all the tribes of Israel, such as set their heart to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah, to sacrifice to the Lord God of their fathers. They strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong for 3 years, because they worked in the way of David and Solomon for 3 years. However, thereafter Rehoboam disobeyed God by multiplying wives in 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 21. Now Rehoboam loved Maachah, the granddaughter of Absalom, more than all his wives and his concubines. For he took 18 wives and 60 concubines and begot 28 sons and 60 daughters. In light of Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 17, God said, neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away from God, nor shall he greatly multiplied silver and gold for himself. Then verse 1, now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, as God allowed, that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel along with him. If you seek the Lord, he will be found by you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. For example, God already told the two kings and Israel people. First is Solomon, 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts, understands all intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. If you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Also, the Judah king Asa too, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Then all Israel along with him. So all Judah followed the king Rehoboam, the bad example. For instance, even churches, whatever name of a group, such as organization, denomination, association, network, institute, or whatever names, or whatever size of the church, either mega, mid, or a small church. The issue, from beginning, the spirit has led on the beginning, but the flesh leads on the process, resulting in the spiritual deaths. So no longer God's words. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 and 3. All foolish Galatians, Galatian Christians, who has bewitched you, you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I wanted to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Verse 2, and it happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shisha, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they had transgressed against the Lord. The author pointed out the real reason of Egyptian invasion, because of the people's forsaking the Lord. That is, God allowed Egyptian king to invade into Jerusalem as God's instrument of judgment. Verse 3, with 1,200 chariots, 60,000 horsemen, and people without number, a lot of Egyptian armies who came with him out of Egypt, plus foreign allied enemy countries as well, the Lubim, in other words, the Lydia, and the Shukim, and the Ethiopians, with foreign allied nations joined with Egypt. Verse 4, and he took Shishak, the Egyptian king, the fenced cities of Judah, and came to Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam, and the leaders of Judah who were gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, in the process of the righteous God's judgment or punishment against Judah's sin through Shisha, God has the power to measure the judgment. Then Shisha come to Rehoboam, and Shemaiah the prophet, you know, come to Rehoboam. This said to the Lord, "You have forsaken me, therefore I also have left you in the hand of Shishak," which means "I forsake you in the hand of Shishak's invasion, because the Lord is righteous." Then verse 6, so the leaders of Israel, or princes of Israel and the king, humbled themselves, and they said, "The Lord is righteous." They humbled and confessed God's righteous character, not murmuring like, "Why would God allow this?" Rather than humbling and confession, invoke God's mercy or God's grace. Because Psalm chapter 1, 16, verse 5, "Gracious is the Lord, our God is gracious." God wants to give a gift to you, whatever possible. And righteous, God never compromises with evil. So that's why God makes a punishment for against unrighteousness. "Yes, our God is merciful. If possible, God wants to forgive your sin." Merciful. Then verse 7, "Now when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the prophet," the person who delivered God's word, "saying, they have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, or not completely destroying Judah, but I will grant to them some deliverance," which means God eases his judgment unto partial destroying. "My wrath shall not pour out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak, the Egyptian king. Jerusalem will be saved from Shishak's conquering." Then, verse 8, "Nevertheless, they will be his servants." They, which mean Judah people, will be his servants, or the slaves of Shishak, "that they may distinguish my service from the service of the kingdom of the nations," plural. Judah people may discern between God's servants and the slaves of the conquering nations, not only Egypt, but other three allied foreign countries as well. "If you don't want to serve God, but others, God will not violate your free will, but allow you to serve others. Then you may discern between God's joyful, peaceful, or loving servants and others' busy, tired, or painful servants. You might think to turn back to the merciful and graceful God." That's why God allowed the painful process as a consequence of a sin, because God loved you so much. Verse 9, "So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasure of the house of the Lord," another word, temple of God, "and treasure of the king's house," another word, "the palace. He took everything. He also carried away the gold shield which Solomon had made. As soon as you get the wealth, then you become the prey, and everybody is figuring out the way of how to rip you off." In that way, Egyptian king saw the way to rip off all treasures which Solomon had built, had established. So all treasures in the temple of God and the palace during Solomon's reign was taken away, as supposed, from Jerusalem by Shishak. Then, verse 10, "The king Rehoboam made the brass shields in their place." Here, brass, instead of gold shields, because gold shields were stolen by Shishak, Egyptian king. So bronze or brass is the symbol of judgment. For example, bronze altar, Exodus chapter 27, verse 6, you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with brass. Numbers chapter 21, verse 9, another example is a branch pole or brass pole. So Moses made a branch serpent and put it on a pole, and so it reads, if a serpent, fiery serpent, had bitten anyone, the murmuring Israel people, when he looked at the branch serpent or brass serpent, he lived. So therefore, a brass or branch is a symbol of judgment against sin. Then here, whenever Judah people saw the branch or brass shield, they acknowledged their forsaking the law of the Lord. The branch shields, therefore, are visible reminders, and committed them to the hands of the captains of the guard who guarded the doorway of the king's house. And whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guard would go bring them, them in a branch of shields, that a reminder over their sin to forsaking the law of the Lord. Then they would take them back into the guard room. Verse 12, when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, so as not to destroy him completely. And the things also went well in Judah, because God is merciful, graceful, and slow to anger. Psalm chapter 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. Therefore, Psalm 118, verse 1, and 136, verse 1, exact the same words. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That's why we give thanks always. Then, verse 13, the king Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. Now Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city, capital city, which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there, or God's name there. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. So she worshipped the Ammonite god or Ammonite idol. Rehoboam was influenced by Naamah and Solomon, his parents. So he was wavering between God and idols. Therefore, verse 14, and he did the evil. What a terrible epitaph on his life. The summation of his life, for example, he did the right in the sight of God, or he did the evil in the sight of God. This case, last case, because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. In other words, he did not set his heart to seek the Lord, or he did not purpose his heart to seek the Lord. He has divided heart to the Lord. So his heart, wavering heart, or lukewarm heart. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, unlike Daniel. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies. In this case, in the context, the food offered to idols, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he recast of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Also, another example is lukewarm Christians, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, 16. And to the angels of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. Cold is an example. The word of God is a very discerner between his intent and thought. You know, very discerner, like a cold. The other one, hot. Jesus Christ baptized people with the Spirit and fire. So wherever the Lord leads, sometimes we should be cold, sometimes we should be hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Verse 15, the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, they are not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer concerning genealogies. Rehoboam's biography is written in the book of Shemaiah and the genealogy of the Iddo. They were words between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. In the books, the words between the south and the north were written, but those books are not discovered yet. Verse 16, so Rehoboam rested with his father, or slept with his father, and was buried in the city of David. Then Abijah, his son, reigned in his place. Abijah became a new king. Next chapter is talking about Abijah reign. Let's see the questions in brief. Question 1 in verse 1. Now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself that he forsook the Lord of the Lord and all Israel along with him. What can we see from here? The starting for 3 years, they are following the Spirit, the God. So they obeyed the law of the Lord. But so the fifth year, so they did not, you know, follow. Finally, they abandoned, forsook the law of the Lord God. Therefore, God forsook him. So God gave punishment because our God is righteous through Shishak, the Egyptian king, and other foreign allied nations. What can we learn from here? While God leads, God provides physically and spiritually. So not only beginning, but only during process, we should follow the Spirit leading. Question 2, in verses 6 and 7, the leaders of Israel and the king humbled themselves and they said, the Lord is righteous. Now when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah saying, they have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. My wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. What kind of divine character can we see from here? Here, God is merciful, merciful. So mercy endures forever. God wants to forgive them. And what can we learn from here? Whenever we commit to sin, the only our humbling and the compassion, the much better. So God, you know, will, God might reduce our punishment because of our sin. Question 3, in verse 14, and he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. For the summation of the life of Rehoboam king, what can we learn? This is a very important. Our life should be set, we should set or purpose our hearts to seek the Lord. So seek God first, always. That your heart is necessary rather than wavering heart or lukewarm hearts.